1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
American Freedom Network, waiting for our caller to call in, but just for the time being, let me just cover something. I was reading an article in the Spiegel magazine. That's Der Spiegel. It's a German magazine written in English, but it's for a German population, and it was talking about, you know, the crazy idea that there were explosives in the building number 7. And in the Twin Towers, and they said, how could you possibly get that many people, into those buildings to do something like that? Well, how many people does it take to take down one of the major buildings? We've seen pictures of them taking down major stadiums and taking down buildings in Las Vegas. It doesn't take a large team to bring down a major building if you, take out the foundation initially, which apparently is what happened with the, we are told with the Twin Towers, there was molten metal there in the basement. No way that could have been there unless, of course, there had been some sort of a thermite explosive that had simply dissolved the base of the vertical towers. There are 47 of them. Did that happen? Well, the question is, how can you cover something up? Do we have a guest? I guess not. Anyway, let me simply point out, you know, there's so many things that the American people just never hear about. How were they able to cover up the murder of between 41 and 43 million people in communist China between 58 and 62? I mean, this is never talked about, and yet they intentionally starved to death that many people in China. They took their food, they gave it to the people in the cities, and they kept it from the people. Between 41 and 43 million people starved to death as a direct result of Chinese foreign domestic policy between 58 and 62. Now, you can verify that on the Internet. Just type in the Great Hunger or famine, Chinese famine. Go to Google and do that, and they'll tell you about there are 30 million that they starved to death, but the real figure is, according to Stephen Mosier, 41 to 43. How could you keep that from the American people? How many Americans have ever heard of Operation Keel Haul, where at the end of the Second World War we sent some 6 million people, Russians, who had defected or communism or had been captured by the Nazis? We sent them back to be slaughtered in Russia. 2 million were immediately slaughtered. 2 million were sent to Siberia, where they were worked to death, and then 2 million more could never get a job in Russia, and were kept there as a spectacle for the Russian people so they would know there was no hope from the tyranny of communism. Operation Keel Haul at the end of the Second World War, we rounded them up from prison camps in America and in Canada and in England and in Western Europe, and forcibly sent them back to Russia, and of course 2 million were immediately slaughtered, and the other 4 million died shortly thereafter. How could you cover up something like Operation Keel Haul, where our leaders were part of that, something that horrible? Well, you have to have tremendous control of the media, even to this very day. Go up on the Internet, type in Operation Keel Haul. All of these things are here. They're examples of cover-ups. Things that the American people will never hear about. Is our guest here yet?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Oh, hi. Hi, Brianna. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. So, we're going to be talking with Brianna about the immigration issue. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important that people understand that there is an organized effort to change America from what it was into a multicultural, multilingual society. And there is an elite that has an agenda. And Brianna, you pick up the story. Why are you concerned about the immigration issue?
Well, originally it was my interest was for the basic reasons, you know, overcrowding our schools, overcrowding our hospitals, overcrowding our neighborhoods, increasing urban sprawl. I mean, it's just the standard reasons of when you have millions and millions of people suddenly move in, these are things that happen. But you said just a second ago that, you know, sort of this concerted effort to change America, turn into this, you know, multicultural, ethnic melting pot or whatever it is. And that's really what it is. It's not just a you know, an effort to take over our schools and hospitals and whatnot, but it's also, I think, personally, an effort to take back the southwestern part of the United States.
Well, you're speaking now of the idea of the conquest of Aztlán.
Yes.
But why would our leaders, and why would the Ford Foundation, and why would so many people in prominent positions, including the president, being supportive of this sort of thing?
Because they're just irresponsible, greedy people. I wish I could come up with, you know, a great philosophical, explanation that there's actually a rational reason for them behaving with this way. But there isn't. It's simply about money. This is about cheap labor.
And, so you feel that this may be because of major corporations like to hire people cheaply?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You're out here in California, correct?
Right.
Yeah, in the farming industry and now the construction industry as well. It's cheap labor. It's this wonderful pool of workers who are willing to do very difficult work for $4 or $5 an hour.
But of course, what they're doing is violating the laws of this country. What they're doing is bringing in new diseases. What they're doing is bankrupting the infrastructure here in California. It's estimated it costs about $10 billion a year out of about $100 billion a budget. $10 billion just because of the educational costs and the health care costs and the crime costs and all of the other things that go along with this immigration explosion.
Yes.
I mean, gangs are rampant out here.
There
are constant shootings on the freeway, you know, at the local Denny's, you know, but it's all gang-related. We never had these problems before the administration changed our policy and refused to enforce our immigration laws. Now, isn't it illegal to refuse to enforce laws?
That was my understanding. But for whatever reason, where immigration in general, but illegal immigration is concerned, it's somehow laws are suspended. Employers are not punished for hiring illegal aliens.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment. And I think that's the crux of the issue.
They
refuse to enforce the laws. We have to ask why. We'll be right back with Brianna and develop these ideas.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Network. So our guest this morning is Brianna Bevins. Would you like to tell us just a little bit about yourself and the organization you work with?
Well, I work for VDARE.com, which is a immigration reform webzine, and it's an editorial collective of people who write on the topic. And actually, we don't immigration reform is of course the focus, but we cover everything. Surrounding that multiculturalism, racism, these sorts of issues. And, I've worked for them for about 3 years, and it's a great organization.
Well, now, what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, we hope to change the laws. We fight things like amnesty programs, and basically what we advocate is the removal of the 12 million illegal aliens in the United States. Some people,
how would you do that? You can't round them up. At least that's what he says. We cannot enforce our laws. We can't round the people up. We can't send them out. So the president says, I'm not in favor of amnesty. I just want them to be able to stay here and become citizens. And I don't understand that. I thought that's what amnesty was.
That is amnesty. Or the idea that the Bush administration and many members of Congress, their argument is, if we impose a fine, if we make these 12 million illegal aliens pay $1,500 or $2,000 fine, then it's not amnesty. Well, it is. That's like telling a bank robber, we're going to put you in jail for a couple of days, but we're going to let you keep the money.
Right.
It's not really effective.
Well, then it seems that the people in Washington must have some other agenda, because they themselves are not employers. And, certainly the farmers out here in California need farm workers, but we could always have a Becerra program, as we've had traditionally, where they would, recruit people in Mexico to come up here and work in the fields. They'd be here for a time. They'd go back home. But, it was the employers that were responsible for their health care, and if they had their families with them, for the education of their children, not the taxpayers. So is there any other possible reason why the leaders of both political parties seem so intent upon the destruction of the culture of our nation?
Well, I see two different reasons. One, I think most politicians there are absolutely terrified of the word racist. For whatever reason, any American who says I want us to enforce our laws, I want us to deport, all these illegal aliens, they're immediately called a racist. And they usually recoil, because that's a horrible thing to be called, and everybody's terrified of the term. And especially in election year, I think politicians are afraid of looking like they're not inclusive or not open-minded or culturally enlightened. But I think also the Republicans, for some reason, I'm going to single out the Republicans on this, they also, I truly believe, see a huge voter pool. I think they really believe that all of these supposed new citizens would vote for Republicans.
But they'd be so
grateful to the Bush administration that they'd stick with the Republican Party, which is just absurd.
But the thing is that they can't vote now, at least not legally.
No,
and it will be
good.
Many years before they can vote. So, that's certainly, you have to wonder if maybe somebody's covering up the real reason that this sort of thing is going on. And, what's happening, of course, in the meantime, we see increased lawlessness.
Yes.
We see increased cost. We see the new drug-resistant tuberculosis spreading.
Yes.
And you go into Los Angeles, and Los Angeles is no longer an American city.
Oh, no. That's long gone.
And people across America don't understand the implications of what's happening, or question why the leaders of both political parties seem to have a different agenda than the average American. Well, Brianna, as you talk to people, what do you think the feeling of the American people is? And do you think the politicians really care how the American people feel?
Oh, no, I don't think they ever have. They never have, really. But I think what's happening now is you have an issue that should have come to the forefront years ago. People should have been, people should have seen this problem coming years ago. Many of the people that work at Be There, for example, did see it coming. And my boss, Peter Brimlow, wrote a book on this about 10 years ago, you know, basically a warning. This is what's coming. We're going to be completely overrun by illegal aliens. And he was, you know, basically shunned for that. I mean, at the time, I think he was senior editor at Forbes and National Review and a few of the other major publications, and basically was fired for saying such a thing. And sure enough, here we come a few years down the road, and this is where we are. It's just now becoming an issue with politicians. It's just now people are, you know, the average American is just now starting to realize, what, you know, wait a minute, everywhere I turn, I'm surrounded by somebody foreign, not speaking English. The quality of education for my kids is going down because, you know, all the money is going into English as a second language, you know, classes and things like that. It's just now becoming noticeable, unfortunately. It'd be great if people could have seen it, you know, and predicted it years ago, but they didn't. But now you see campaigns that are, you know, they've become single-topic campaigns, several of them here in the Central Valley. They're running just on the platform of immigration reform. When have you ever seen that, Doctor?
No, well, this is a new phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, I think people have to recognize you can talk all you want to about immigration reform, but the people who control both political parties don't care how us common folks feel.
No.
They have an agenda, and I really believe it is to change or transform America.
So, it has to be. It has to be, because nothing else makes sense.
And, of course, I think this is, in my estimation, this is all part of this whole idea of merging all of the North America and uniting the United States with our southern friends, and then raising the living standards of the average American to that of the American, of the Mexican peasant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're well on the way right now to a race to the bottom. But, you know, what's so interesting is that even Congress has been authorizing money for an organization known as La Raza. As you know, La Raza, the term in Mexico, means the race. It's a racist organization, and our government is financing racism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would think that would be a great issue to bring up. Why is our government financing racism? Because that would be just turning this whole issue that you raised shortly a time ago, that people don't want to be called racist. They're financing racism.
Yes. Well, I wrote about this once because La Raza I find particularly interesting. And what a dangerous organization. But I wrote about this once, and the question that I posed to our readers was, if you take the mission statement of La Raza and you change one word, you change Latino to white, what that mission statement is identical to the American Nazi Party.
Sure.
Which is considered, you know, white supremacist and you know, taboo and everything else. Why is La Raza allow? Why is this organization allowed to promote the interests of a single race of people and exclude everyone else and get government funding to the millions of dollars, Dr. Stan, millions and millions of dollars the government funnels into La Raza? Why do the American people stand for it? It's because they don't know. It's just now.
Chris, who funds this? Somebody's got to be putting up a lot of money besides our congressmen. Are there any other great foundations that are involved in funding this truly racist movement?
La Raza gets a lot of money, believe it or not. They get a lot of money from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. But I guess, you know, when you're a godzillionaire, maybe you don't even know what checks you're signing. But I'm pretty sure they do. But they get a lot of money from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for sort of innovative education, alternative education. And, you know, unfortunately, what that translates into are these new schools that are popping up, these charter schools that are that offer alternative curriculum. Instead of, you know, math and science and all those boring things that we have to study, they offer things like Aztec and dance.
Oh, yes, Aztec.
Oh, yes. And these are California public schools. We don't have enough money to have music programs in our schools anymore, but we have enough money for that.
Well, what part does the Ford Foundation play in this?
Ford Foundation is another big donor to La Raza. There's And in fact, if you the La Raza website, they list all their different donors, and it's just surprising when you're talking about, you know, the largest corporations in America, you know, Coca-Cola, Ford, Microsoft, these big companies. Why they give them money, I'm not sure, but yeah, that's who's funding it. The thing that gets me, Dr. Stan, is all of these people seem to be flocking to the United States from Mexico and Central America. They want to be American. We want to live the American dream, and I get so tired of hearing that. I get so tired of hearing that rationale. We just want the American dream. And yet, the way they live and what's happening to our society is America is disappearing.
Well, of course, what is the American dream? This is the thing. Everybody wants to be prosperous, but is America all about money and prosperity and comfortable living, or is America about something different than that? Because long before we had the tremendous prosperity we have today, people came to America for something else. What is it that really should attract people to this country?
Well, the thing, see, I don't think the American dream is about money, and I don't think it's about success in that sense. The American dream is it's a process. It's a respect for a way of life. It's a respect for.
Well, what is that way of life? I mean, why was America different than any other nation ever created in all the history of mankind?
Well, I think it was the opportunity for the self-made man. It was the opportunity.
The opportunity for a self-made man. You're talking really this vague concept of freedom, where people could do accomplish what they, whatever they were able to,
absolutely,
you know, without government coming
to work
in and restricting them.
If they were willing to work for it,
right.
And that was the key. I mean, you could you know, a guy, you know, can be born dirt poor in Scotland and get on a boat and sail over to Ellis Island and come here, and next thing you know, it's Andrew Carnegie and some of these people, self-made men. They worked hard.
Right, and it was this idea: in a free society, you could accomplish what you wanted,
yes,
and you could succeed or you could fail, but you were free because they limited the power of the federal government
over
the lives of the people, and even the limited the power of the state government.
It
was really this idea of freedom that made us different, and I don't think people are coming to America for freedom. They're coming here for, you know, for a house or a car, without understanding their byproduct of freedom, and we turn our back on freedom, all of those things will soon be gone.
Look who we're attracting. We're attracting people from essentially third world mentality, and who look at you know, our government the way it is now, and they go, oh wow, look at all of these wonderful social programs they have in place, and look at all the governmental control that they have, and it's just so nice to know that they're looking out for us. And that's not America.
That's right.
America is about freedom, and you know, instead, you know, now everything's federalized, and you know, hate crimes, for example, things like this, how we think, what we say, these things are all controlled at this point.
Oh, I know. In fact, the most recent legislation that King George has given us says that if you have hostility towards the government, you are a terrorist. That is their term.
Well, then I'm a terrorist because I feel very hostile about my government most of the time.
Well, you better be careful what you say, because I'm sure somebody is listening to this program out there. Anyway, we have a real problem, Brianna, because I think most people have lost sight of what America is about. And so, I mean, I don't blame them, people from other countries wanting to come to this country. But, of course, this flood, you know, of people, you know, will eventually destroy this nation. And we're in a race to the bottom right now.
Yeah, we are.
And, of course, the average American hasn't felt it yet. But wait till his pension is gone. Wait till the value of his savings has been destroyed by inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have inflation to provide all the services for all these people who are coming here illegally. And the government is encouraging them by giving people who are here illegally, you know, welfare benefits and free education for their children and subsidized college education and free health care. My goodness, I'd come if I was in another country, especially when I know that the government, even though it's unlawful, the government is encouraging me to break the law.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing is it's people ask me when do you think it's going to end? Well, it's going to end when it gets to the common man, when it gets to middle America.
We'll be back in just a moment with Brianna and just talking more about what's going on and what you can do about this effort on the part of our leaders to destroy America.
Angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend him. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, can a vet use a benefit more than once?
Yes. If a veteran had a house with a VA loan and sold it, he can qualify for a new VA loan.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits and call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Government listens in on any phone call it chooses. Government confiscates homes and gives them to anyone who'll pay more taxes. Politicians purchase extensions to their careers using taxpayer money. Government detains indefinitely, without warrant or due process, anyone they decide to call an enemy. Is this America? It's time for a libertarian in Congress. I'm Norm Olson, libertarian candidate for Congress. I would appreciate your vote.
Brianna Bevins, and we're talking about the immigration issue. So what is your message to the American people today, Brianna?
It sounds so harsh, but I would say just wake up. I mean, people in Los Angeles, for example, or really any part of California, I was going to say the major cities, but really anywhere in California, it's so commonplace for us here. I mean, it's just, you know, the invasion occurred years ago, and you have an entire generation of people that are just, you know, used to this, you know, multicultural garbage. But what's going to happen is one day it's going to come to, you know, sort of small town Wisconsin or Kansas, or you know, they'll have one of their marches and, you know, go through the streets with their Mexican flags through those towns, and then all of a sudden America's going to wake up. Because believe it or not, it's that small heart of America that makes the biggest, you know, that makes the biggest difference and can yell with the loudest voice.
Yeah, but it's the large cities where the concentration of votes are and where the power lies, because, you know, it's the votes that get the congressman elected, and it's only the Congress that can change things. And, you know, the problem is most Mexicans, even many of those who come here illegally, are nice people.
Absolutely.
And what they really want to do is create hatred in our society.
Yeah.
They keep doing everything they can to promote hatred. When the Ford Foundation formed La Raza back in 1968,
yeah,
and has been funding it ever since then, and is a major financier for subversive activities in America. And it does my heart good to see Ford Company looking like it may well go under, and it certainly deserves to.
It does.
The Ford Foundation has been financing communism and socialism,
mm-hmm,
and humanism,
yes,
and this Mexican racist movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time people understood, you know, especially if you're going to be going out looking for a car, exactly what the Ford Foundation really is all about. It, as,
yeah,
well, along with so many of our other major corporations, they have a different agenda, but the thing is, we've got to get the American people involved in understanding,
yeah,
this is going to affect them.
Well, and how high the stakes are, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's sort of a different world. I mean, now you talk about private property rights, or the right to bear arms, or, you know, any of the essential freedoms that we have, and people will call you a radical. You know, when I say things like, you know, there's nothing more, you know, inherently American than the right to own property and to protect your property. Oh, you know, and we're referring to the people down on the border who different farmers who happen to, you know, have land right there on the border and will, you know, shoot at or try to detain people sneaking across their property, and they end up getting in trouble for it. But people say, oh, that's just a radical way of thinking. Well, no, it isn't. Did you ever read the Federalist Papers? We started with these very basic ideas, very simple ideas. But now, you know, we've strayed so far from that, you know, we're barely recognizable.
Absolutely, and that's because, of course, they've taken over our educational system.
Oh, God.
And so many of our young people don't even understand what freedom's all about.
Oh, no. And if we pass a law that says to graduate from high school in the state of California, you must pass an exit exam that shows you are competent in math at the 7th grade level, and that you are competent in language arts at the 10th grade level, or you don't graduate. Those are the standards in California. 7th grade math, and I'm not sure why it's not 12th grade math, but it isn't. 7th grade math and 10th grade reading. If you can't do that, you can't have a diploma. So what happens? A couple lawyers get together with a handful of students, all of them happen to be Mexican, and they sued California, saying that it was unfair. It was unfair that they should have to pass that exam because their grasp of English isn't their first language. And so it creates an undue hardship for them. So now we no longer have an exit exam. So I'm thinking, we're going to give these students a diploma, and what does that mean? What does that mean? Once upon a time, it meant this person can read. This person can do math. What does it mean now? This person can hire a lawyer?
Well,
the whole education system's been hijacked, hijacked.
People have to understand that there's been a deliberate effort to dumb down our people,
mm-hmm,
because you cannot have a tyranny if you have an educated population.
Oh, no.
And they know what they're doing.
You know, it's funny, Dr. Stan, because you say that, and just, I would say, even 2 years ago, I would have heard a statement like that, and I would have thought, tyranny? This guy's crazy. I mean, what an extreme statement. But it isn't. It really isn't. But unfortunately, the tyranny that we face is very, very subtle, very quiet. It's not, you know, it's not overt. It's not, you know, it's not so there's big posters up and a big movement. It's very quiet, very subtle, and it's happened over a long period of time.
Right.
It's continued to happen.
But they're not giving $387 million to Halliburton to build detention camps for nothing. They're not wasting that money. They're going to use it for a purpose. And anybody out there in the listening audience who disbelieves what I'm saying, you go up and Google in on your computer Halliburton, $387 million and detention camps, and you'll find it's reality. There really are people at the highest levels of our government who have a different vision for America.
Well, I'll tell you, Stan, the reason I work for VDARE.com is because it is a specific issue, illegal immigration. before I worked for VDARE.com, I worked in politics, different politicians and as chief of staff to different members and whatnot. And because I really thought, oh, when you go into politics, you can make a difference, you can influence laws, blah, blah, blah. I got out of that because it's not true. It's the most corrupt industry you could possibly imagine. That is what happened. It's all about, you know, who you know and getting, you know, budget money for this and contracts for these people, and it has absolutely nothing to do with policy or making a difference. And, you know, I had to sit down and pick a single issue, the one that I thought was posed the greatest threat to our way of life. And that was illegal immigration.
Well, I'm glad you're on the front lines of this battle, but we've got to make the American people understand that their future and their children's future, the very survival of America is at stake. And all of our attention is focused overseas, mm-hmm. while we're losing our freedom here at home.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
What can the average individual listening to this program mm-hmm. today, what can they do tomorrow to help you in your efforts?
Well, a few different things. Of course, they can support VDARE.com because I don't know of any other media organization like ours. You know, we're one of the only organizations that prints the truth, you know, and we don't cover things up or make things look pretty, and we just say it as it is. So they can support groups like VDARE.com who put pressure on politicians and put pressure on the rest of the mainstream media. Also, they can let their own politicians know. You know, send them letters if you have time, which I know to say it really is a pain, you know, to send a letter to your congressman or to your assemblyman or to your senator or whatever. It is a pain, and email's even worse because they don't pay attention to them anyhow. But, you know, show up and vote. Show up and vote and support the candidates that aren't supporting this garbage. Oftentimes they're libertarians or independents, but support those candidates and show up in numbers.
We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
From the KHNC Bulletin Board, if you're looking for a nice place to rent in Cheyenne, Wyoming, check out this brick home with beautiful wood floors, 5 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, large family room and big laundry room and basement, nice big backyard with a privacy fence and an RV boat pad, near elementary, junior high, and high schools in a nice neighborhood. Small pets allowed, $1,200 a month plus utilities. Contact Wanda at 307-256-8275.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, would you like to get your website out or telephone number so people would know how to get in touch with your organization?
I'm sorry, Dr. Stein, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like to get your website out or your telephone number so people would know how to get in touch with your organization?
Yeah, it's vdare.com, V-D-A-R-E.com. It's named after Virginia Dare, the first American born in the New World. Vdare.com really isn't a phone number, it's just a website. And, a lot of great writers. And there are a lot of great topics. Most people stumble onto it and then never leave because they find it so interesting.
All right, fine. So that's vdare.com.
Vdare.com.
All right, fine. Then if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a call, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And this is really such an important issue. Well, certainly you are in the front lines, I'm sure, of contacting people. And I know this is a major issue. I think it's going to be a major issue in the upcoming election. Although they're trying to get us distracted, with this issue of Foley and Hazard and all of that. They really want to get us so confused to think about so many things.
Yes.
And, happy because they've manipulated the price of gasoline down, and happy because they've manipulated the Dow Jones, stock margin up. So, then we get all the confusion about Iraq, and we don't see they're destroying America. America is under attack here at home.
Oh, yes.
My boys were overseas dying, fighting for democracy, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, I was thinking during, the commercial break that, you can listen to our conversation this morning, and it just sounds so doom and gloom, and it is to a large extent. But I, at the same time, I have, for whatever reason, great faith in the American people, and that's the American people, but the American spirit. And I don't mean the people who snuck in last week and managed to grab onto an amnesty program. I mean the American spirit, the foundation of this country. And once upon a time, we were just this small gaggle of colonies with not a lot of money and a poorly organized military, and we took on England, of all things. We took on one of the greatest powers in the world, and we won. Twice, actually. And so there's a big part of me that says, okay, yeah, keep pushing, and eventually, that core group of Americans will fight back. How? I'm not sure. Maybe a civil war is what we need. Who knows? But, I do think that'll happen. I do think there'll come a point where there'll be people who say, you know what? We're done. We're done being told what to think and what to tolerate and what to do, basically. I'm done paying a fortune in taxes, an absolute fortune in taxes, so that my kids can get a substandard education. So that my kids can only come home, and you almost have to reteach them what they learned that day.
Absolutely.
That's how horrible it is, especially out here in California. And a lot of people don't know that, Dr. Stan. They don't live out here with us. The public education system here is a nightmare. Once upon a time, it was the greatest in the world.
Well, but I think that it's certainly bad in California, but it's bad across America. I talk to people. The people do not know, if you love your children, do not send them to a government school where they'll be indoctrinated in a government philosophy and in internationalism and socialism, yes. And they will never understand America. I went to an air show this last weekend, and there were many thousand people there. It was interesting, when they started the show, instead of playing the Star Spangled Banner, they played the Canadian national anthem, and they even had some skydivers coming in, and the first one to land was an American, but he was carrying a Canadian flag, and we stood up to celebrate the Canadian national anthem. Then they played the Star Spangled Banner, and I looked around the audience, and of all the people I saw, only one had their hand over their heart. All the rest of them were watching the skydivers. Nobody was singing.
Were you in Canada?
Hey, pardon?
Were you in Canada?
No. I was in Salinas, California.
Oh, my God.
And why are they playing the Canadian national anthem? Why? Because we are no longer a sovereign nation.
We're
joining
not.
Together Canada
gone.
And Mexico into the rebuilding of the North American community, mm-hmm. which has always been the plan, that ancient plan which is being fulfilled today. So we need to let people understand what it's about and to try to rekindle that spark of a belief in America that once was the hallmark of our country, based upon freedom under God and the restriction of the power of the government. You've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, you know, I think, you know, once upon a time, like, for example, the first time we went through, you know, a war to establish America, the fear was that we'd be squashed by this huge superpower, England. And, you know, that all of us would be killed, and anybody who wasn't killed would be taken prisoner anyhow. You know, the fear is different now. The fear now, for whatever reason, is I don't want to look unenlightened. I don't want people to think that I'm not accepting of other cultures. People have to get over that. Because it's not about any one culture. Well, actually, it is. It's about the American culture and preserving that. It's not about excluding anybody. It's about preserving what we have. That's what I would say.
Well, I agree with you totally. But we have to let people understand what America is about, mm-hmm. what freedom is about. Freedom is not the ability to do whatever you want to do. Freedom is the ability to do what you should do according to God's laws. Because
right.
our system of government was made for a moral and religious people, and it wouldn't work for any other. If you don't have people who have self-government and can govern themselves, then you've got to have a tyrant overseeing them.
True freedom is being able to feel hostility for my government, which George Bush does not like.
Well, of course, our founding fathers feared
hostility.
The power of government, and that's why they wanted to be free from King George. But apparently we have a new King George in the White House.
Yeah, well, you know, like they say, people shouldn't fear their government. Government should fear them.
Right.
We've just gotten away from that.
Well, we'll come back, though. People have forgotten that the government that can provide whatever you need, got to be able to take whatever you have, and a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave, got to be able to control you. And
we've forgotten that.
Those very, very simple things that our founding fathers knew. And they didn't trust government, and they didn't trust men with power.
They predicted it. They predicted it. They said, if America fails, it will be because Americans. Bring it on.
God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Freedom Network, we offer several things which I think are very apropos. One is We have something called the founding documents. They're put together by our good friend Chuck Baldwin. There are about 50 of them in all bound together. And whether it be Washington's farewell address or certainly the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution or certainly the Gettysburg Address or the Mayflower Compact or all of the documents that have to do with America. And they're all together in something known as the founding documents, about almost 2 inches thick. We recommend them to you. We're offering them through Radio Liberty. Give us a call for the founding documents, which you want to have, which you want to read, which you really want to understand what America is about. And we were one nation under God. No longer. The Supreme Court has taken us out. Why? Because the Masons took control of the Supreme Court. And between 1941 and 1971, they control the Supreme Court. And they are simply one of the manifestations of this world occult movement, because, believe me, the Council on Foreign Relations came out of the same occult movement and the same cauldron as Masonry and the Rosicrucians and the Theosophists and Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove and the myriad of the Sabbateans and the myriad of other occult organizations which dominate America today, including the key coordinating organization in America, the Trilateral Commission, whose logo is made up of a circle with three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Go to the website, trilateral.org, and look it up and understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, and there really are demonic forces there intent upon destroying America. And until you understand that, you can't understand anything going on. We've got two great books on immigration. One is Jerome Corsi's Minutemen. The other is Fighting Immigration Invasion. You need to get our four-tape set on immigration, our four-tape set on immigration, because it goes into the Ford Foundation. Nobody wants to talk how the Ford Foundation created La Raza. We have a great newsletter we wrote on this a couple of months ago, and certainly you can get that. We'll send that free of charge if you get some of our other products. Just ask for the newsletter on immigration, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull it down. We have a great DVD called The Conquest of Aslan, put out by our friend Glenn Spencer. Get the information. Understand what is going on. The reason we're not trying to stop immigration is because they want to merge the North American continent. They want to merge Mexico and Canada, the United States. And when you understand that, we have traitors working in government coordinated through the Council on Foreign Relations, and then the next stage up, which is the Trilateral Commission. 130 people in the Trilateral Commission, and you can get the membership list. They'll send it to you if you simply ask them by email, and you'll find out the people who control our government, the people who planned and carried out 9-1-1. Oh, there you'll find George Tenet, one of the 130 Americans in this organization. You'll find, of course, that every president or vice president since 1976 has been a member. Jimmy Carter was a member. George Herbert Walker Bush, the vice president of Reagan, was a member. And then he became president, and then he turned the country over to Bill Clinton, who came from the Trilateral Commission, who turned it over to Dick Cheney, who came from the Trilateral Commission. Understand what's going on. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-